AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. More airstrikes batter Tehran. Iranian missiles and drones targeted Israel and Tel Aviv. President Trump has said there are talks to end the war. Iran said no, they aren't talking. The AP's John Gambrell is in Dubai.
In the last day, we have seen an increased flurry of activity that involves Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi calling a series of countries around the region. And officials that have spoken to the Associated Press describe Pakistan, Egypt, and Turkey really leading the charge and trying to get some forward momentum.
Thousands of Marines are headed to the region, raising speculation the U.S. may try to seize Karg Island, which is vital to Iran's oil network. There is a potential breakthrough in the standoff over homeland security funding. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Senators are trying to clinch a deal to end the department's shutdown. The proposal would fund much of DHS, but leave out ICE enforcement operations, a central part of the impasse. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says it's time to reach a deal and pay TSA workers.
Because right now the situation at our airports is untenable.
With massive lines and waits at many. Homeland Security says nearly 11% of TSA employees missed work yesterday. At least 458 have quit altogether since the shutdown started. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Investigators looking into the collision between an Air Canada jet and a fire truck at New York's LaGuardia Airport are reviewing the cockpit voice recorder and what was happening inside the control tower moments before the crash. Two pilots were killed. Lawmakers in Georgia may require every public school student be checked for weapons each day. A new Gallup survey finds Americans' outlook on the job market is increasingly pessimistic. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. Religious tensions are high in London.
British police are hunting three suspects over an arson attack on a Jewish charity's ambulances. They've pledged to step up security around a community that feels increasingly at risk. Damon Hoff, president of a Matziki Hadaf synagogue where the ambulances were parked, has told the AP, "We're feeling vulnerable. Some of the building's stained glass windows were damaged in the blast." Hoff adds, "We know what's going on. We're living through wars. There's multiple fronts, and Britain is a part of it, and our community is a tiny little part of a very, very big world." The blaze in Golders Green, a London neighbourhood with a large Jewish population, consumed the four ambulances belonging to the volunteer organisation Hatzolah Northwest. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Oklahoma's governor appointed energy executive Alan Armstrong to fill a newly vacant Senate seat, replacing now Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save big.